Josh Yoder is the president of U.S. Freedom Flyers. He's also a friend of the show and a personal friend of mine. I was contacted by Josh. According to him, a vaccinated airline pilot recently became suddenly incapacitated again mid-flight. Now, pilots, of course, can become incapacitated for many reasons, not just being injected with a bioweapon. But according to Josh, this entire incident is now being covered up by United Airlines and their cross-dressing CEO, Scott Kirby. This is some scary stuff. We want to learn more about that. To that end, Josh Yoder joins us now. Josh, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Hi, Stu. Thanks for having me on the program.
We hope that you will work your way out of a job, actually, because we're tired of having you here talking about pilots that are dropping dead in the cockpit mid-flight. Now, this one was rerouted coming from Guatemala City to Chicago and had to go to an airport in Texas to get this guy medical care. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, that's correct. As I understand it from people close to the incident, it was United Flight 2007 on March 11th, this past Saturday. And they were coming back from Guatemala City, going to Chicago, and somewhere over the Gulf of Mexico, there was a report that the captain of that flight did become incapacitated. That flight then did divert to Houston due to chest pains, I believe it was, the captain was having. They took him off in Houston to seek medical care. We haven't heard anything since. What's interesting is that United came out and they made a statement that there was a technical issue with the flight, which I would say an incapacitated captain is technically a problem, but they're not being forthcoming about what truly happened.
And so you believe that what truly happened is that this was an injected pilot that was incapacitated as a result of this bioweapon deployment. What makes you say that? What's the vaccination rate over at United?
Well, considering that Scott Kirby has been very vocal and quite proud of the fact that, you know, 99%, I believe, of his employees have been vaccinated, it's safe to assume that that's what happened. We know the side effects of these jabs. We know what myocarditis is doing. It's wrecking havoc in the aviation industry. We know at American Airlines, between January and July of 2022, there was a 300% increase in long-term disability claims among pilots. And what's happening at one airline is happening at others. You know, American Airlines has a much lower vaccination rate than United does. So I think it's safe to assume that this is an issue we're seeing across the board. You're seeing flights being delayed for lack of crews. And it's something that's going to continue into the future unless we address this head on. As you know, the FAA is completely ignoring the issue. U.S. Freedom Flyers has come forward with data. We've shown them the data. We brought them back to the injured pilots. And yes, Susan Northrup, the head flight surgeon over there, is saying no comment. There's nothing to see here. No pilots have been incapacitated or harmed from these vaccines. We know that to be blatantly false. And unfortunately, if we don't take action now, this is going to end up being catastrophic. You know, when one of these incapacitations happens during a critical phase of flight, low to the ground on takeoff or landing, the results could be quite different. It's one thing for it to happen at cruise you have time to plan, you can divert, the other pilot can land in the aircraft. But if this happens at, 50 feet on landing, right before the flare occurs in that aircraft, the other pilot doesn't catch it in time, it could be devastating.
There's just no way to recover that aircraft at that point. I mean, I'm no pilot, but 50 feet, I mean, you're just seconds away from touching down, correct?
It would require very quick thinking on the part of the other pilot and a quick response time. But, first of all, you have to recognize that you have a problem. Once you recognize the issue, then there's the reaction period as well. So like I said, it's going to take the stars aligning, but we're playing Russian roulette at this point. And the number of incapacitations continues to increase. Just last week, I believe it was, we had a British Airways captain. He was leaving the hotel to go fly a flight and dropped dead in the hotel lobby. And we also had one in Virgin Australia, another incapacitated pilot on that flight. So there's
all
been
of
a
these
significant
near misses. I mean, this is that pilot that died in the hotel lobby, just dropped dead, died suddenly, on his way to fly an aircraft full of potentially hundreds of passengers. This presents a major problem. You said it's time to take action right now. So what action specifically can we help you to take here on the program?
We need people to pressure the FAA and the airlines to actually put effective screening programs in place for pilots specifically looking for subclinical myocarditis. We know that in the cases of myocarditis, left untreated has a 20% mortality rate within 2 years, a 50% mortality rate within 5 years. And currently the FAA is not screening pilots for these conditions, neurologic dysfunction, subclinical myocarditis. I mean, there's no screening going on. The FAA is taking no action. They have no interest, it seems, in actually increasing the safety of air travel. And, if we continue down this path, it's not going to get better. It's getting worse. I've received just in the past 4 days, 3 calls from vaccine injured pilots, just another one late last evening at Alaska Airlines. He's lost his medical, devastating cardiac issues. And now the company is actually trying to deny him long-term and short-term disability as well as terminate him.
Remember, when tyranny comes, it's always coming under the disguise of they're doing it to protect you. But they're not. It's always they're doing it for the better good. They're doing it to stimulate the economy. They're doing it to save the environment. Well, they printed billions and trillions of dollars over the last 2 years to stimulate the economy, to make it better for everyone. But what happened? Well, they caused astronomical levels of inflation, pushing people further into poverty. And this is what's going to come through a central bank digital currency. They're going to say it's safer, it's secure, it's better for the environment. No, it's not, because it's not safe or secure if you hold the incorrect opinion, or if you're spreading supposed misinformation, or if you're not a good citizen. It's not going to be safe and secure at all. And also, of course, we're in this supposed climate crisis. They're going to program the money so that you can't spend your money on whether it's plane tickets, meat, whatever it is. But of course, you'll be allowed to spend your money on bugs. But all of this is going to be done because, you know, we're in this climate crisis and they're doing it to protect you.
Yes. 不用疑惑，我来给你们解答这个问题。我现在在外面，然后我进去，进去就正常刷脸就可以。
验证通过。
你进来了吗？看，这是另一个闸机。
验证通过。
我又出去了，这回信了吧？这都能出来，
先过来上个公厕，再可以人脸识别扫码。
请正式服务，请您
直接出纸。现在出门上厕所都不用带纸了，真方便了。
Get back to the focus of soul. Use the power, use the gifts, use the presentations, use the methods, use the technologies, use it all. But don't forget why. Whatever you're using, however you're gifted, whatever your grace, get back to the gospel. Souls.
There's a difference between pursuing Jesus and pursuing encounter. I've seen people pursue encounter and try to drum something up in their flesh, and it actually leads to unhealthiness in their heart. There was a time in my life where I pursued encounter, and I just wanted to have all these crazy encounters with God. And encounters with Jesus are not bad, y'all, okay? So hear me out on this. But when you're solely pursuing encounter, and like I was at that time, I actually started to struggle with self-condemnation, because every time I wouldn't have this crazy encounter with God, especially in a secret place, I would condemn myself and think that something was wrong with me. And so it's not healthy to just pursue encounter. It is healthy to just pursue Jesus, and if he decides to radically encounter you, that's awesome. There's a big difference between pursuing encounter and pursuing Jesus, which is healthy.
Hello, brothers and sisters, this is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word given to Glenda Lomax. The title is Stay on the Path, and this word was posted March 16th, 2023. My children, you do not truly appreciate how little time is left to you in the earth. Do not think as the world thinks, that I am not coming back soon. Do you not see the signs all around you of my soon return? Do you not feel the judgments coming? Do not let your guards down and run out to play, children, for the enemy desires this would be your undoing. He desires to have your souls to torment you for all eternity. You have an eternity in light here with me, if you stay on the path of righteousness. But if you fall to temptation, your eternity will be in darkness forevermore. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
The following video was shared by Sherman O'Neill, who is the owner of a local trucking business in Oklahoma. He states that a driver of his had captured something rather unsettling one night while being on the roads to deliver a freight. He was so freaked out about this incident that the driver contacted Sherman immediately. Apparently, the driver saw something on the road, and after realizing this, he pulled over to check if anybody got hurt. But there was no trace of anybody. It looks like a child in some form of old clothing, maybe a dress perhaps. Of course, it's almost impossible for a single child to be out there alone at night, walking the highway in pitch darkness. Which is why they believe this could actually be a ghost. What do you think? I actually don't have another explanation for it.
Hey everyone, hey brothers and sisters. Marcus Bergman is a comedian. He's seen here doing the Freemason Osiris Risen pose. He's hiding his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. He's got an interesting choice of t-shirt. I guess he gets naked for Satan. Freemason hidden hand? Satan? Just saying. God bless you, everyone.
Touch that with your hand, and then close your eyes and relax.
Oh, was it in your arm, the pain?
Yeah.
In that arm?
Yes. Now I don't have to feel it. I feel much better. Look, I'm shaking it now. Yes,
I lift surgery. It up.
I need to have surgery on it.
Do that though.
No, I couldn't do that.
Oh,
no, that's for real. That's right for real. You're
touching that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's true. I'm
Real.
I missed up my, what they call it, rotary cuff.
Rotary. Oh, okay, you couldn't do that.
I couldn't do that.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, thank you.
That's good.
There's a disc that's actually missing.
Yeah.
So we're going to pray for that disc to be restored. A creative miracle. Because the God who made you can put that disc right back in there. Okay, so Holy Spirit, we welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ. And right now, disc being recreated right now in its back in the name of Jesus Christ. Disc be recreated. Muscles, tendons, ligaments, and nerves that were removed be put back in there. All pain go, all trauma go, and left leg be healed also in Jesus' name. Amen. Now move around, brother. Tell me how you're feeling.
A little better.
Yeah, walk a little bit.
A little better. Absolutely. Yes.
It's gonna keep on getting better.
Yeah, much better than this morning. I was so much pain this morning.
Amen. and I can feel the power of the Holy Spirit right here. So I feel your back and tell me if it feels different when the disc was removed.
Yeah, it does actually. Right here, because the scar is right here in the middle.
Praise the Lord.
It actually does feel different right there where I have to cut.
Do this. Bend over a little bit. And tell me if you feel more strength now when you come on up. You feel more strength?
Yeah.
And more balance?
Yeah.
Now give me this right here and walk towards me without this. Is the pain out of your left leg?
Yeah.
The pain's gone from his left leg and the pain gone from your back. You can keep this because as you're learning to balance yourself again, you might as well, you're not gonna need that. Eventually you're gonna come to the place where you don't need it. He's recreating the disc in your back. I believe that.
I believe it.
In fact, put your hand back there again and look for the space where it was missing. Does it feel like a void was filled?
Actually, it does.
Wow. Pretty
cool. Isn't that amazing?
It does. Wow.
Amen.
The thing about it that I know God's working through y'all because I was leaning crooked.
Yeah.
I'm walking sideways.
When you got out of the car, you look like, wow.
Yeah,
like,
man. I just got a shot, but the medicine just ain't working right then.
Of course not. Jesus is the healer, right?
Yes.
Right.
He's
the Amen. Provider. Amen. Yes. So life
and
freedom.
What's your name?
Tom.
Tom?
Tom Fisher. I felt the power of God when I was doing that.
Yes.
You feel a coldness going into your back?
Yeah, on the left side.
A coldness now.
Wow. It's like releasing a chilling feeling.
Chill. You feel a chill going into you?
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, let me see how I'm walking. Yeah, I'm walking a lot better, man.
Praise the Lord.
I'm not walking bent over, crooked, sideways.
Yeah. Wow. Jesus, I repent of lack of self-control.
Jesus, I repent of lack of self-control.
So Holy Spirit, produce fruit in me.
So Holy Spirit, produce fruit in me.
And I will live a repentant life.
And I will live a repentant life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. So pain and trauma go, be healed right now in Jesus' name. Order come back into this hand. Be healed now. Life to you. Your sins are forgiven. All shame and guilt and condemnation get out in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Order. Bones be put in place right now. Muscles, tendons, and ligaments be healed. And nerves be healed in Jesus' name.
Yes, and bless these hands that they will only be used according to your will.
Amen.
Amen.
How does that feel?
Good.
Pain went away?
It's pretty good.
You got pain left, right?
I mean, yeah. I still, but it's pretty
still, good. You can see the injury, but you got the band's gone though?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Does it feel numb?
Yeah.
It feels numb right there, right?
Yeah.
Did you feel a cold when I felt cold when I had my hand on your hand. Did it feel cold? It didn't feel cold to you?
No.
Say this. Say, Lord, forgive me for being at odds with people.
Lord, forgive me for being at odds with people.
There's one or two people that you're going to strive with.
Yes.
So say, Lord, bless those people.
Lord, bless those people.
I will live in peace with them.
I will live in peace with them.
And everybody else.
And everybody else.
Because you give me your peace, Jesus.
You give me your peace, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So total restoration to that name in Jesus' name. I can feel the power of God. You feel it?
Yeah.
Feel the presence of the Lord?
Pretty good.
How's that feel? Go like this.
Yeah.
Feels good, right?
It works.
And all the pain's gone?
Yeah.
Sain puhuttua, että mä roin korjaa.